crypto assets and intermediary services. Advi John Simpson, FASE Ombud. On the 19th of October 2022, the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, FSCA, published the declaration that crypto assets are financial products under the Financial Advisory and Intermediary Services Act, 2002, Act No. 37 of 2002, FASE Act. As a result of the declaration, any person who, as a regular feature of business, renders financial services, i.e. advise and or intermediary services, in relation to crypto assets must either be authorized under Section 8 of the FASE Act as a financial services provider, FSP, or be appointed as a representative of an authorized FSP under Section 13 of the Act, and must comply with the applicable FASE requirements. In May 2026, the South African Reserve Bank and the FSCA issued a joint communication which clarified that any activity resembling a payment involving crypto assets that meets the definition of intermediary services falls under the FASE Act. Intermediaries facilitating crypto asset transactions, such as payment-type activities and persons giving advice related to crypto assets, must be authorized by the FSCA as FSPs and be licensed under Section 7(1) of the FASE Act. The office wants to emphasize how important it is for consumers to interact with entities registered with the FSCA. A licensed entity will have satisfied the FSCA of its qualifications and competency to provide financial services in respect of crypto assets, and the consumer will also have recourse to submit a complaint with the Office of the FASE Ombud. The office further emphasizes that consumers should empower themselves by gaining at least a basic understanding of how crypto assets function. In the previous financial year, 42% of all complaints received in respect of crypto assets were dismissed without further investigation due to the entity complained of not being licensed by the FSCA. The majority of these entities were domiciled in jurisdictions outside of South Africa. Since April this year, the office received 29 complaints related to crypto assets, of which 7, 24%, could not be investigated as the provider was not licensed in South Africa. The majority of the formal cases being investigated relate to complaints about the difficulty of accessing or redeeming the product and the value ultimately received after redemption. Most of these complaints are ultimately dismissed because there is no evidence that the provider is at fault. The complaints appear to arise from a misunderstanding of how crypto assets function and their highly volatile nature. Consumers of crypto assets are strongly encouraged to first empower themselves with information about the nature and risks of transacting with crypto assets so they can make informed decisions. Should you believe that you have been financially prejudiced because of the financial service rendered to you with respect to a regulated financial product, please lodge a written complaint directly with the service provider. If the complaint remains unresolved after 6 weeks, you can visit our complaints portal at www.faseombud.co.za and select Lodge Complaint. Alternatively, you may submit a written complaint to info@faseombud.co.za. You can also call our client care center at 012 762 5000 or share call at 086 066. 3274 for assistance in submitting a complaint. Ends. Author Advi John Simpson, FASE Ombud Plus Posts. Bio Advi John Simpson, FASE Ombud Youth and Financial Planning. Advi John Simpson, FASE Ombud. FASE Ombud publishes complaints archive for public access to promote financial awareness and education. Advi John Simpson, FASE Ombud. Retirement decisions under the spotlight. Share on your socials.